Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to the Eagles Update. It's a jam-packed edition, so let's get right into it. The Eagles prepared on Wednesday for Sunday's showdown against the Kansas City Chiefs, led by AFC Offensive Player of the Week, Alex Smith. The Eagles won't have Ronald Darby, more on him in a little bit, so it'll be up to players like rookie Rasul Douglas to step up and help fill the void.
Nah, I have no idea. It's up to the coaches. Everybody's just working to see who we call, what name he call. And when he calls one of our numbers, we have confidence in all our guys. So we're all confident, and it's next man up.
Whoever's going to be that next guy, you know what I mean, we got to know whoever that is, he's going to come and play. You know what I mean? And as far as me getting pressured, I mean, the guys trust me. Coach Schwartz trust me. Coach Peterson trust me. You know, everybody on the defense trust me. So as far as that goes, they just want me to go out there and play my best football.
I mean, these guys are ready. They're prepared. They prepare every day to, in case they've got to, you know, step into a role. They're one, you know, play one injury away from either moving up or being in the game. And so I think they always prepare with that mindset. So we don't expect them to approach this week any differently.
The Eagles did get some good news regarding Darby. There was no ligament damage in his dislocated right ankle, and he'll be back on the field in 4 to 6 weeks.
I don't have to get surgery or anything, so I should be okay. They was worried about me, but everyone happy that, you know, it wasn't that serious, and I'm going to be back. Yeah, I'm going to be back. It's only 4 to 6 weeks.
Carson Wentz is no longer the most famous native of North Dakota. That honor belongs to Miss America herself, Kara Mund. In fact, the two of them went to Bismarck Century High School together.
That was pretty cool. Obviously, Kara, I knew her a little bit in high school. It's really cool for her. You know, it's really cool. I don't really follow Miss America too much, but obviously now I've heard all about it, so that's pretty cool for Bismarck, for Century High School. And my buddy was calling me the other night when she won. He's like, yeah, you're old news now in Bismarck, so that's pretty cool.
2 years ago, Caleb Sturgis got a job with the Eagles when Cody Parkey suffered an injury. Now, Jake Elliott is in for Sturgis, who is nursing a hip injury. Nothing is guaranteed for Elliott, who wants to make the most of the opportunity.
I'll just come in here. We're excited, and just get ready to do your job, basically. So coming in here, real excited to this opportunity, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
Andy Reid was the Eagles' head coach for 14 seasons through the 2012 campaign. There are still 8 Eagles who played for Reid, and they share some of their favorite memories of the former coach.
What I love is if you mess up, he gonna yell at you, but he don't hold on to anything. And I think that's one thing I learned from Coach Reid. You know, he don't hold on to grudges, and I think that's what I like about him.
There's a lot of great moments. You know, he was a great guy, great coach. And when I first got drafted, you know, he was all smiles. I was all smiles. He was happy to have me here, and I was actually happy to be a part of his organization. You know, he did tell me that, you know, hey, we brought you here to play. You know, we didn't bring you here to be just, you know, just a fill-in guy. He brought me here to play.
One thing about Coach Reid, he can tell you about your family, everybody, you know, where you grew up, like everything about you. And he did that to all the players, no matter if you was practice squad, to all the way up to the, you know, Michael Vicks and everybody. So would you see a coach like that, it was like, whoa.
That'll do it for today's edition of the Eagles Update. Make sure to check out Eagles 360 with Dave Spadaro and Eagles Hall of Fame wide receiver Mike Quick, featuring a one-on-one interview with Lane Johnson. We'll be back tomorrow, so until then, I'm Chris McPherson. Thanks for joining us here on the Eagles Update. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone.